Addressing a mostly supportive crowd in Unalaska on Thursday night, Representative Carl Moses announced that even though he lost the Democratic primary election last month, he's not going out without a fight.
Today is a great day for me, and a big decision I've made. I'm here to tell you I am running as a write-in for state representative for District 37.
Moses lost the historic coin toss in Anchorage on September 25th that settled the tied House District 37 Democratic primary in challenger Bryce Edgman's favor. At the time, he hinted that he might run as a write-in candidate, and on Thursday, he made it official. In his speech, he argued that his seniority and his place on the House Finance Committee were too valuable to the communities in District 37 to give them up, and he said his challengers overestimated the difference they could make as freshman legislators in Juneau.
You Johnny-come-latelys that think they're going to go down there and set the world afire are in for a real rude awakening. There's going to be many times they won't get the time of the day from the majority mainly. And that's fact.
But Bryce Edgman says that Moses is in for a similar shock if he thinks he can win the race as a write-in candidate.
You know, if there's going to be any rude awakening, it's going to be on his part when he realizes what an uphill battle he has. My core supporters have all been closely monitoring Representative Moses' actions and his decision to run as a write-in, and I can tell they are equally galvanized, and that we're going to have a very, very large turnout and a significant support base for the Edgman campaign. And Carl certainly is and has been a very good legislator for our district, but at some point he has to hang him up, and we're going to prove that the time has arrived now.
Moses' re-entry into the race changes the game both for Edgman and for the Republican candidate Ron Bowers. A Moses campaign could take votes away from Edgman in the solidly Democratic 37th District, but it could also hurt Bowers. Both Edgman and Bowers live in Dillingham, but Edgman got six times more votes there than Bowers did in the primary election. As a result, Bowers says he's focusing more on winning the Aleutian Islands and the Alaska Peninsula in the general election, places where Moses enjoys a lot of support.
I was hopeful that I would win Unalaska, King Cove, Sandpoint, the Chignecks. I have worked extensively for quite a few years doing EMS training in the Eastern Aleutian Tribes communities, and I know and love this region real well.
Bowers is campaigning in Unalaska this week, and he and Moses were on the same flight from Anchorage Wednesday afternoon. Bowers says that on the way, they spoke about Moses' plans.
Well, I spoke with him at the Anchorage airport, and he just said that he was going to think about it and that he would be making an announcement. I called him a few weeks ago, and he was, you know, contemplating the idea of a write-in campaign. I tried to talk him out of it. It's going to be a real uphill battle for him, and I just think it's time we bury the hatchet. We start working together and bring the district back together again. And I just think this write-in campaign is probably not going to help that.
All three candidates believe that the heated competition in the House District 37 race will boost voter participation in the general election in November. Moses believes that the unusual conclusion to the Democratic primary will help turnout in Unalaska.
I'd be very unhappy if it isn't up to 40% or 50% in many of the communities. I think there's a lot of resentment against the coin toss deal, and that's going to be in my favor.
Moses made his remarks at a reception organized by the city of Unalaska in honor of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council's meeting in town this week. The speech was also Moses' last public appearance here as a hometown lawmaker. He's moving to Sandpoint on Saturday. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.